Welcome to the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Schrabenow, and this week we have a special guest from Thursday Thunder. Thursday Thunder is a project I'm undertaking in 2020, where I record a video every single week. That's going to be 52 videos in 2020, and I am on week, I think it's five. So, with no further ado, here is an episode from Thursday Thunder, and it's called Nothing Tastes as Good as This Feels. Let your mind go wild with what kind of drug-inducing mayhem I've got going on, but you'll be surprised to hear what makes me feel this good. Thanks for listening to the Repossible Podcast. I'm here every week. And check out Thursday Thunder. The easiest is to go to tt.repossible.com. TT like Thursday Thunder. tt.repossible.com. Check it out. Here's Thursday Thunder. See you next week.
Thursday Thunder. Nothing tastes as good as this feels. No Mexican burrito, no Indian tikka tikka masala, even vegetable korma. You know, that coconutty, just fragrant, sort of orange and yellow sauce. I mean, I could put cardboard onto that sauce with a little rice, eat it, and I would be in Indian heaven. Or those burritos, you know, I got some corn tortilla chips, like real fresh corn. Got some honey, some hot roasted salsa, maybe a little tang of mango. You got some chipotle in there, and oh, I can just taste it now. But nothing tastes as good as this feels. You know, even fresh naan out of that like tandoor oven. It's just flaky and puffy and light. And dip that into that chicken tikka masala sauce. And just let that melt in your mouth. Even that doesn't taste as good as this feels. You know, I've never done LSD or any of those hallucinogenic drugs. But I could imagine it's something like this. Now, I don't know enough about them to know, you know, are there side effects? I mean, I suppose if it weren't sort of dangerous, they probably wouldn't be illegal. But I can only imagine that the high and the sort of the parallel universe that they feel is something like I feel right now. I mean, I wake up and I'm refreshed. I wake up, my eyes open. And it's not like the groggy, like, is it daytime? What day is it? It's Thursday. Aha! I wake up. I might have to go to the bathroom first because I'm drinking a lot right now. I'm drinking water a lot for the correction. And I wake up and I get out of bed. I go pee. I come back and I saw the clock. It was like 4:59. It's a good at least an hour before I normally wake up. And I'm just bing. And I walk back to my bed. I'm like, well, no need for that thing anymore. Let's get on with it and conquer the universe. I don't really do all that. Like my wife would just really wouldn't go over well. But that's how I feel. Because nothing tastes as good as this feels. I go to bed. I'm not even really tired. I'm not tired in the groggy sort of, oh, God, is the day over yet? Not like, oh, I can't wait to get in my cozy bed. No. I'm just like, I guess I should be horizontal now and rest my bones. Oh, by the way, I need less sleep. I went to bed, last night I was going to bed at 12, up at 6. I mean, the night before it was the 4:59 alarm clock. I think I went to bed at 11 or up at 5, 6 hours. I like my 7 or 8. Now, I fully recommend a full night's sleep, but I feel like I'm just up and let's go. I'm ready to roll. I mean, how does this happen? How is my body becoming more alive? Because I feel more awake. And right now I'm in the woods. I hear everything. I see more clearly. I can smell the leaves in the spring. I feel awake. aware, and alive. Now, this is no drugs, well, at least no non-natural drugs, but my body is clearly creating the chemicals I need to not only survive, but to thrive. And how is it possible? Because I'm hinting at it here. How is it possible? Because I'm not putting things into my body other than liquids and the occasional tiny snack and letting it out. Speaking of letting it out, here's my big secret. Are you ready? You cannot get this around the corner for $5 from the shady looking guy in the trench coat. You can't buy this over the counter at the drugstore. You can't even get it at the big, you know, everything you can buy gigantic store. You can just get it right here. It's kind of right here too. Because it's like a gut decision, but it's a heart decision. You've got to make it happen. You've got to do it. And what I'm talking about, of course, is intermittent fasting. Now, the true intermittent fasting is like a small window of time when you are eating. They actually call it feeding, which makes me sound like a horse or a pig. But you eat in a certain window, and the smaller you can make that window, kind of the more the results, the better the results. So right now I'm doing sort of a multi-day fast. And for example, it's Thursday because we got some thunder going. And I haven't really had a meal since Sunday. Now, for those of you uninitiated in the intermittent fasting, that may seem like, are you nuts? You haven't eaten since Sunday? You haven't eaten for 4 days? Aren't you like starving? Was that a cheeseburger? Little joke. No. In fact, as the days go on, I want it less and less. Last night I was at an event. They had nuts on the table. I mean, nuts are good, right? I should have a handful of nuts every day. But here's my thinking, and this is where it's crazy. And this is where it's, I could have some of those nuts. They're totally healthy for me, the oils and the proteins and all that good stuff. That's all great. But I thought, I don't really want to even take a dip from the high I'm on. I mean, okay, sorry. I'm not usually totally a hyper kind of guy. But I'm like, let's go. When's the train leaving? Let's go, get on the train. I'm on the platform. Let's move. Let's go. I'm laughing at myself. I mean, I'm really laughing with myself, but I'm also laughing at myself. So, yes, here's the big secret. Intermittent fasting. I would like to thank Victor Longo via Rich Robinson for getting me on this high. Now here, all right, full disclosure. I am also, I've increased my meditations. I'm doing this one, it's an hour and 15 minutes, but hey, I'm up earlier, right? That just like is rocket fuel to my already sort of alive and awake and aware self. And then I'm sleeping less, but I need less sleep because my body, by the way, here's one of the secrets. My body does not need to do all that work digesting food all night. So my body's like sleeping. It's like, okay, well, you know, we're done here. You know, go get up. So I'm meditating more. I'm eating next to nothing. So, I mean, what am I really eating? I am had a lot of water and I'm doing a sort of spinach protein shake, which might sound disgusting, but it's actually really good. And by the way, this grows on you. You get better. It gets easier. It gets more fun. It gets more alive. It gets the highers are high and the lowers are less low. It's good stuff. This is Thursday Thunder. For me, this is a perfect example of thunder because let's say Sunday is the lightning. Sunday is the idea of intermittent fasting. Sunday is somebody like one of your best friends, Rich Robinson, telling you about intermittent fasting. Sunday is watching the Victor Longo video. That's the lightning. That's the spark. But when is that rumble? When is that thunder going to come along? And you actually do it where you feel it yourself. That's when you're taking action. That's when you're taking up a challenge. That's when you're on like day 4 of a fast. That's where I am. It's Thursday. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Thanks for joining us on Thursday Thunder. Check us out at wepossible.com. We're here every week for 2020. See you next week.